Hi, Linda Barnby here with National Association of Entrepreneurs. And I bet you've seen this article that's been making the rounds on the internet. It's called 10 Things We Just Won't Give Up. It talks about the 10 top things that people just are unwilling to give up, even during a recession. And I'm going to tell you what those 10 things are that are at the top of most people's lists, but I have three others that are on my top list, and they relate to business and marketing. So let me tell you those 10 top things first. First on the list, I bet you can guess it, portable computers. The iPad may be the latest must-have gizmo, but computers that travel of any kind have absolutely skyrocketed over the last 3 years, and they're likely to double in 2010. Number two, high-speed internet access. Of course, we want to be able to use our computers and Google everything that crosses our minds and that we need to know to run our lives. Third, easy on the list, smartphones. Cell phones dipped in 2009, but smartphones have been rising by 7% last year. And they're looking at smartphones surging up to 25% this year as people who've been putting off the upgrades finally decide to go ahead and splurge on the iPhone or BlackBerry of their dreams. We just can't get away from our lifeline, which is the internet, and we want to carry it with us, whether in our portable computer or on our smartphone. Next on the list is education. People may decide to live without two cars or their two residences or other luxuries, but they will still insist on keeping up tuition payments for their children. So the next on the list is movies. Ticket sales dipped in 2008 but bounced back in 2009, hitting a five-year high. And lots of great movies out there that you've been hearing about, Avatar being one of the big ones in the recent memory. TV, people may be going out less, eating out less, but people are certainly keeping up and enjoying themselves by watching TV. Music downloads, we all have the need to carry our music with us. So while CD sales fell by 21% last year, downloads of singles and entire albums rose by nearly that much. So the iPod is king. Pets are next on the list. You know, pets are almost humans. We can't possibly live without our pets. And next is alcohol. Smoking may not be up, but alcohol consumption certainly is not down. People may be drinking at home while they're watching TV. And last on the list is coffee. Even the expensive kind from Starbucks, you know, you've got to have your $5 a day lattes out there. I'm not a coffee drinker, I'm a tea drinker, so I can't attest to that one. But apparently, when you're addicted, you're really addicted. Now, here are my three that I absolutely cannot give up in this recession. Number one, networking and spending time meeting and greeting and getting to know other people who are in business and who want to do business with me. An absolute necessity I cannot give up. In fact, I'm ramping it up this year by a large percentage. Second on my list is education. You know, we won't give up on our children's education, even though the recession is taking a big bite. So why should we cut back on our own education when we know that education is going to move our business forward in this next year? And last on my list is lunch. Got to have lunch with my friends and my colleagues, all my smart colleagues who mastermind with me and help me move forward in my business, and hopefully I help them move forward in theirs. So those are my top three, in addition to what apparently is the top 10 for most people. And I'm glad you joined me today. This is Linda Barnby with National Association of Entrepreneurs. Have a great day.